Patient name, Amber Moinat. That's M-O-I-N-A-T. Date of birth, 2/27 of 89. Date of service, 10/30 of 23. This is a 34-year-old female patient. She complains of facial pressure on her left cheek. Period in a paragraph. She does complain of some additional swelling in that area as well. Period in a paragraph. No other issues verbalized. The patient does tell me that she's going to have a root canal done in another 3 weeks. She's experiencing symptoms of facial cellulitis and having a tooth abscess as well. She was unable to get into her dentist's office. He has recommended antibiotics for her. However, he did not give her a prescription for that. Period, new paragraph. No other issues verbalized. No chest pain, shortness of breath, no fevers, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Period, new paragraph. Blood pressure 99 over 62, pulse 94, respiration 16, temperature 98.2, oxygenation 100% on room air. Current weight 169, allergies to sulfur, Keflex, Levaquin. Current medication, none. Medical history, asthma, surgical history, tubal, C-section, period, and paragraph on examination. Patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any distress. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears are all within normal limits. Oral pharyngeal area within normal limits. Further examination of the oral cavity does reveal some erythema and swelling to the left upper molar area and sensitive toward touch. Period, new paragraph. Neck is soft, no thyromegaly masses or lymphadenopathy. Heart, regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2. No murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. Remainder of exam is unremarkable. Period, new paragraph, assessment and plan. Tooth abscess bordering on facial cellulitis. Patient will receive amoxicillin 875 BID 10 days. She's going to monitor her symptoms, and she will keep her appointment in 3 weeks for that dentist to proceed with the root canal. I've answered all her questions today.